Oh, hello, welcome again to A Plus English. I'm Bill.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Sorry, we were just talking about this bracelet that I got in Thailand last Christmas. And I was telling Anna about how I tried to bargain with the shopkeeper, but they didn't want me to because it was early in the morning. And they said, it's too early. Come back later. Maybe we'll give you a discount.
其实哦，我们这两天的主题呢，都是在 bargaining， 就是讨价还价。那昨天呢，我们看到 Maggie 跟 Linda 要买东西，那其实有两个策略。第一个策略就是你买的越多越便宜。第二个策略呢，就叫做以退为进。那昨天呢 ，Maggie 买了衬衫，而 Linda 买了手表。今天他们还会买什么东西呢
？Well, let's see. I think that they're going to buy a hat. They're looking at a hat.And then they also want to buy, what is it they're buying in the second part? Some food, I think.
And, 等一下。
No?
不要告诉我们大家的观众朋友。我们先看一下今天的对话，待会再来揭晓答案。
It's a deal.
Conversation A.
That hat is 30% off. It's only 450 NT dollars.
I will give you 400 NT dollars.
Sorry, it's on sale. So 450 NT is the set price.
Well, I have to think for a while.
It's the hottest style of the year.
Please, we're only...
I can give you a 50 NT dollar coupon.
Okay, please bag it for me.
So here at the beginning of today's show, they're looking at a hat, only they're going to do some bargaining in a different way. Because the first thing that happens is the seller says, that hat is 30% off.It's only 450 NT dollars. Now, when you say off like this, it means off the regular price, off the first price. So he's saying it's 30% less than the regular price.
所以关键在 off, off 这个字，其实 off 本身有远离或者是拿掉。那么价钱当中有 30% 已经拿掉的话，中文我们说是七折。那么英文会 focus 在被减掉的那一部分的价钱，所以中文说七折，英文叫做30%的价格被拿掉 ,30% off.
You know, that was so confusing to me for so long when I first moved to Taiwan. I couldn't figure out 70% off. Wow, that's so cheap. But it wasn't 70 off.
对，所以其实是颠倒的，我们中文会讲说总共是多少价格叫做七折，可是英文呢其实是30%是拿掉的。但是还有一个关键哈，就是我们要补充一下，这个所谓折扣呢，英文叫做 discount。discount。
Well, Maggie still wants to bargain. She says, I will give you 400 NT dollars. But the seller does not want to bargain with her. He says, sorry, it's on sale, so 450 NT dollars is the set price. When something is on sale, well, that means that it's lower than the regular price. There are so many reasons to have a sale or put some things on sale. Sometimes it's pretty funny. People will say, we're having a fire sale.And it means that where they kept all of their things, they had a big fire. So they have to sell everything quickly. But it's really just a reason to bring the price down and get people to buy things.
哎，很特别。我们中文讲说跳楼大拍卖，英文叫做 have a fire sale， 就表示之前仓库已经那个火烧仓库了，让很多东西要出清。好，那么还有另外一个关键呢，现在提到的是 on sale。Something is on sale 表示这个东西呢正在特价中 on sale 有时候呢你会看到贴出来的牌子叫做 for sale 如果用介系词 for 的话呢指的是这个东西已经开始贩售了 贩售中叫做 for sale， 而特价就叫做 on sale。不过在这个时候呢 ，seller 又讲了450块是 the set price。
Well, there he's just saying that he cannot change the price because it has been set. You know, you can tell somebody, set the pin on the table. It means put it there so it stays. In the same way, a set price is a price that cannot change.
所以 set 就本身有固定的意思，而定价呢叫做 the set price. The set price.Linda 这个时候就讲，那我要考虑一下了。We have to think for a while.
Right. Now, a while, of course, is a short time. So to think for a while means you just want to think a little bit. You can use a while for many different things. Like, I want to sleep just a little while longer if you have to get up in the morning.
While 在这边很特别哦，因为 while 我们之前的认知它是个连接词，就是 when 的意思。可是其实 while 当名词的时候也有一段时间之意，所以 for a while 就是我们所谓的一下子。那到底一下子是5分钟还是30分钟呢？就因人而异。总而言之， Linda 在这里就说了，我们要先稍微考虑一下。可是 seller 又继续的推销，这个帽子哦，可是今年最流行的款式耶。
Yeah, style here just means what is popular. It's the kind of style that is different from hat to hat, right? So he's saying it's the most popular kind of hat this year.
所以我们刚提到这个款式呢，英文当中就叫做 style. Style. 可是还有一个比较特别，如果是受到欢迎，照理来说应该用 popular. 在这里电影用的是 hot.Hot 也有 popular 的意思，而在这里我们看到最高级 the hottest style of the year.
Now Maggie is still trying to bargain. She says, please, we're only poor students. We don't have much money. So then the shopkeeper says, okay, I can give you a 50 NT dollar coupon. Now a coupon is usually a little piece of paper that says $50 off or something off.It just means you can get that much off the price if you give them the coupon.
有时候我们在信箱也会收到这种 coupon. 所谓的 coupon 就是折价券啦，或者是赠品券。那 Maggie 在这里觉得还蛮划算的，所以就决定买了。我们先休息一下，待会回来看看他们还要买什么东西。
It's a deal.
Conversation B.
Delicious cakes. 5 for 20 NT dollars.
How about 10 for 30 NT dollars?
Fine. We're about to close.
You're the best shopper.
Yeah, and I'm excited about my new hat.
Put it on. It goes well with your dress.
Oh no! I left my bag on the MRT.
I guess you are also good at throwing money away.
Bill, 你有没有吃过鸡蛋糕啊？你知道 chicken egg cakes.
Of course I have. You know, I don't eat them that often, but sometimes you go to the night market and have some gyro mien or something to eat. And then you're walking by, you're walking with your friends, and then your nose goes,
好香哦、
oh, I smell something.
没错。
Yeah. And then you eat it.
所以在这里呢，我们今天的这个关键呢就是鸡蛋糕啦。当然鸡蛋糕在美国是没有看到啦，不过在这里呢，我们看到卖鸡蛋糕呢现在要推销哦，5个20块耶，5个20块英文怎么讲？ 5 for $20 NT， 也是 for 加上价钱。那当我们可以举一反二啊，如果说哎三个一百就叫做 3 for $100。
Yeah, that was kind of difficult for me at first. I didn't know how to say four, how many, four, how much in Chinese. And then I learned that you don't say it really, you just give the count word.
没错。
Well, we move on and Maggie says, how about 10 for $30 NT? So she's trying to bargain even for the chicken egg cakes here. Well, the seller says, fine, we're about to close. When you are about to do something, it means you will do it very soon. You know, about usually means close to. Like if I say, I've been in Taiwan for about 2 years,It means close to or almost 2 years. So if you're about to do something, it means you will do it very soon.
其实 about 本来就是差不多的意思嘛。那么 be about to do something 指的是呢即将要做某件事情，它指的是未来式，而且是短暂眼前的未来。我们即将快要收咯，我们快收了，所以便宜一点卖你是可以的。We are about to close.所以现在他们可以买到十个才30块钱呢。那当然这个时候 Linda 又对 Maggie 做了称赞咯。You are the best shopper. 你真的很会买东西。
Well, yeah, because Maggie has found so many good prices. She says, yeah, she agrees. And I'm excited about my new hat. Uh-oh, this is confusing because we're using about again in a different way.Here, she means the idea of having this hat. It makes me happy and excited because it means I can wear a new hat.
所以其实在这里的 about 并不是有关，而是紧紧的跟在 excited 之后。那么 excited 指的是人感到非常兴奋、高兴的，对什么很兴奋、很开心、很高兴。Be excited about something. 而 Linda 在这个时候又继续讲了，哎。赶快先把它戴上吧，而且跟你的衣服很配哦。Put it on.
Yeah, put it on just means wear it. Put it on to your body. And then she says, it goes well with your dress. Now, when two things go well together, well, it means really that they look good together, or they give you the idea that they should be together. If you use it with clothes,It means it looks good. They look nice together. You can even use this word or this phrase with something like people. Like you could say, your best friend goes well with their boyfriend or girlfriend. They go well together.
所以其实啊，不管是这个衣服搭不搭配，或者是人呢在一起合不合，都可以用这个 go well with. Go well with.中间这个 well 呢是个副词，用来修饰 go 这个动作。不过前面还有一个 put it on， 你当然知道是穿上衣服的意思。那么我们再稍微复习一下，如果是脱下衣服呢，则用 take off， take off。可是在这里糟糕了， Maggie 好像忘了什么东西了。
Right, she left her bag on the MRT. When you leave something.In some place, or on or at some place. Well, it just means you forgot it. You left it there. And it usually means, of course, you didn't mean to. Although, you could tell somebody where you left someone or something if they ask you. Like, I left your pen on your desk.
在这里的 left, 当然它的原型是 leave. 那么 leave, left,Left 是这个 leave 动词的三态，可是在这里的 leave 不是离开哦，而是留下的意思。Leave something 加上介系词，再加上地方，指的是你把东西呢不小心忘记而留在某处了。那后面这个介系词可能是 on 啊，可能是 in 啊，甚至可能是 at。如果你很健忘的话，惨了，回家忘记把书包带回家了。I left my school bag.At school, 居然把书包呢留在学校，有可能发生这个状况。不过在这时候 Linda 呢又亏了一下 Maggie. I guess you're also good at throwing money away.
Yeah, I think she's just making a joke because Maggie is very good at shopping for just things. So it's like she's throwing the money away.
对啊，好，实在是蛮健忘的。不过接下来呢我们要进行 word power, 别走开哦。
Word power.
All right, Jenny, it's word power time once again.
又到了 word power 的时间，我们来看看今天的第一个字是什么呢？
It is something off. Something off.
这个 off 它是一个副词，就是比原价少多少钱。
This sweater is $200 off.
Wow, 这件毛衣比原价少200元呢。I'm going to buy it.
That's a good deal. All right, the next one is a phrase, and it's on sale. On sale.
On sale, 这是一个片语，特价中。
You know, I bought these shoes when they were on sale.
Really?这个 Bill 说呢，他呢是在特价中呢买了这双鞋子的。
Boy, I don't bend very well. Well, anyway, the next word is style. Style.
Style, 名词，风格。
Do you like the style of this bag?
Wow, 你喜欢这个背包的风格吗？
It's very important to have a stylish bag. And the next word is be about to.Be about to.
Be about to. 它是一个片语，就是即将要。
Oh, my favorite TV show is about to start.
Wow, 我最喜欢的电视节目即将要开始了诶。
So I gotta go so I can watch it. Okay, bye.
Okay, 那Bill先去看他最喜欢的节目咯。我们今天的 Word Power 先看到这边，等一下我们要继续更多的节目，不要走开哦。
It's a deal.
That hat is 30% off. It's only 450 NT dollars.
I will give you 400 NT dollars.
Sorry, it's on sale.So 450 NT is the set price.
Well, I have to think for a while.
It's the hottest style of the year.
Please, we're only poor students.
I can give you a 50 NT dollar coupon.
Okay, please bag it for me.
Delicious cakes, 5 for 20 NT dollars.
How about 10 for 30 NT dollars?
Fine, we're about to close.
You're the best shopper.
Yeah, and I'm excited about my new hat.
Put it on. It goes well with your dress.
Oh no! I left my bag on the MRT!
I guess you are also good at throwing money away.
Review time!
Okay, Jenny, it's time for our review time game. Today, we have something special. We're going to help a store put together an ad for a sale, for a clothing sale. Now, we have three sentences with three blanks. You have to choose three correct phrases from today's conversation for those blanks.
我们今天要做的这个复习时间很特别哦。这个呢，我们要做一个是百货公司这周年庆的时候会有的这个广告。那等一下呢，你就要用今天所提供的这些字呢，填进去适当的空格里面。
Okay, the first sentence is, You, Blake, I'll save a lot of money.
你呢要怎么样这个节省很多钱呢？ You are about to save a lot of money. 你将要节省很多钱呢。
That's right. You're about to save a lot of money. All our winter clothes are blank.
我们所有冬天的衣服都怎么样？On sale, 都在特价中耶。
They're all on sale. They are all 40% blank.
他们呢都有40%的什么呢？ Off, 有特价有折价耶。
That's right, so come on down, buy some clothes. We'll give you a free car. Maybe you can get a date with Jenny. You never know.
Will
Here,
they?
Huh?
A date with Jenny?
I'm sorry, I got too excited.
Whew.
Don't go away, we have a few more things for you today.
Living phrases.
What would go well with my black pants?
Lots of things go well with black pants.
What about this shirt?
Sure, green goes well with black.
What about this hat?
Cool. It goes well with that green shirt.
Then what do you think about this bag?
Terrible. It doesn't go well with anything.
I won't take it then.
Great. I'll use the bag.
Why? You just said it didn't go well with anything.
I was just kidding.Don't you think it goes well with my shirt?
Just for fun!
Okay, everybody. Today's animal idiom is about the ox. Now, this is an animal that is like a cow. But it's not a kind of cow we get milk from.It's a kind of cow that will do work for us. Maybe they will pull something heavy on the farm. So, this animal is very useful. Angie, can you tell us what today's idiom is?
Today's idiom is as strong as an ox.
Oh, so what does it mean if you say someone is as strong as an ox?
Well, like you said, Clayton, oxen have to pull things, so usually heavy things. So if you're as strong as an ox, you are very, very strong.
Oh, so it's just an idiom to describe someone who's very strong. Maybe they can lift heavy things or pull heavy things.So, let's look at today's example sentence. It says, Kevin is as strong as an ox. He can easily move a sofa.
Well, to be honest, I think I can easily move a sofa too. So, if you're as strong as an ox, it doesn't mean that you have to be a boy. It just means that you're very, very strong.
Right.So, if you can move a sofa, or a car, or a really, really big rock, then we can say you are as strong as an ox.
Clayton, are you as strong as an ox?
No, I'm not. I'm not as strong as an ox. What about you, Angie?
Yes, I think I'm as strong as an ox.But I try and exercise every day.
Right. If you want to be really strong, you need to exercise. But you know, there is another animal idiom that is almost the same as this one. And that is as strong as a horse. Because horses are also very strong animals.
That's right, Clayton.
Okay, everybody. That's it for today's animal idiom. We have more.